Every other Monday morning, we check in with the city of Bloomington, and their captain is our good friend, and it's Captain Steve Kellums. Captain Kellums, welcome back. How are you? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. Happy New Year, Glass. Hello, Jim.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Did you get any kind of break over the last couple of weeks at all?
I did. I took a few days off, and it wasn't too bad. The weather being as cold as it was kept it down pretty good, so I was able to enjoy some time off and didn't have to get called in too much.
Now, speaking of the weather, we had some historically low temperatures. We know Christmas break notoriously can keep you and your staff down there at the Bloomington Police Department a little busier. How does cold weather, we talk about how hot weather affects it, how does cold weather affect what's going on with you guys?
You know, it absolutely slows us down a little bit. You know, you don't have as many people out and moving around. Now, we still have some of the normal types of crimes that we go on and the calls for service, but you don't necessarily have those groups or crowds of people like last year when we saw the temperature so warm and people were still out in light jackets in December and January. It was pretty amazing. So we had a lot of people out then, and every time you have more people out, you have more things to do. But, you know, as far as that, the cold kept them inside, which made it a little bit easier for us. And then when you add into that the students being gone, it turned out to be a fairly slow Christmas time for us, which was good and much needed.
And we talk about this in the summertime, but I think we obviously in the winter it makes more sense. You're always going to see police cars running. They have to run. Explain why. There's too much onboard stuff, right?
The amount of electronics in these police cars nowadays is amazing. I remember when I first came on, you know, you were lucky if your radio worked in the car. You generally didn't even have an AM/FM radio. But now with the mobile data terminals, we do computer-aided dispatch, so all of our officers not only get the calls sent to them through their computers, but they also have mapping systems to help them find those calls, keep track of who's where. You add into that all of the video camera equipment, all of the moving radar equipment, the radios, all of those things really make a huge difference, and it requires a lot of electricity to keep that running. So if those cars sit not running in that cold weather, it sucks those batteries so fast we can't even get them started. So we leave them running, it keeps everything charged and up so that we can respond quickly to things like that. You know, and then the other thing is just like any other business or people that work outdoors, our officers spend a lot of time outdoors. So having that nice warm car that they can get back into and get the feeling back into their fingers and toes is really important in this type of weather.
You know, one of the things that, one of those lessons that you have every winter is if there's snow on the ground, have somebody drive in your driveway in and out if you're on vacation or if you're away from home or things like that.
Makes you look like you're home.
Exactly. You got a buddy that comes and checks on your place. Are there tips for things?
Just don't drive over the newspapers piling up at the bottom of the driveway. Take those somewhere else.
Killing my momentum here, Glad. So when it's weather like this, are there things that people should do if they are going to be out of their home that can help with safety and such?
You know, there's a lot of things that you can do as far as home safety, and we talk about that quite a bit, but a lot of it just boils down to making people think you're home, just like you said, whether it's driving in and out of the driveway. When you've got good snow on the ground and there is not a footprint near that house, clearly no one's been down that driveway, people know no one's home. So, you know, that's something that can be very helpful, and a lot of that comes down to knowing your neighbors, knowing the people around, getting back into the community, because sometimes it's really easy to have your neighbor pull into your drive and back out whenever they're on their way home if they know you're going to be gone. But that only helps if they know you're going to be gone and they're keeping an eye on your place for you. So,
right.
You know, I always recommend getting out and getting to know your neighbors, talking to those people around. They can pick up the packages and the mail if you need to, as well as a lot of other things. And then we get into lights on timers and things like that, which can really make a big security difference if you're away for any length of time.
And unlike television, if you all found a footprint in the snow, you're not going to solve that mystery in the 60 minutes of allotted time there. You have other things to do. So try to be preventative in your medicine. So we don't get it. There are other ways to meet Captain Steve Kellums and his crew. There's fun ways to do it. You don't want to do it for other reasons. We're in the time of year as well, as we've seen, where weather conditions and road conditions can change dramatically. We know that you are very busy in what you do. What do you recommend if people get into maybe some fender benders or you slide off the road, things like that? When do they call you? When do they move on? How does that all work out?
Well, first off, if you're involved in an accident at all, your best bet is to call the police department and get some guidance. That way they can make sure that you're not doing something you're not supposed to do. If you're caused damage to any item, particularly any other person's item, you're required to report that. So in weather like this, if we're really backed up and there's a problem, there may be a delay or a wait. So you don't want to get yourself in trouble by simply saying, it's not a big deal. Make sure you talk to the other person, exchange some of that information. There are some rules about minor damage and things like that that can be a little confusing. So your best bet is to always call the police department and get some guidance there. They may be able to tell you over the phone, give you some examples about what to do right there, or they may tell you how long, or we may have an officer nearby and can be there a few minutes and sort it all out for you. So your best bet is to give us a call, and that way we can make sure we sort it out properly.
And the other thing this time of year as well, when we see snow and other things accumulating on it, making sure your car's in good shape, making sure you've got a safety or emergency kit in it, all that stuff. You guys, can you find that on your Facebook page where we can know what to do in those situations?
We did, actually. We put up some information about winter driving, about thawing out your car and having those emergency kits, some list of things you can have in one of those car emergency kits, particularly for the winter. You know, one of the things with Bloomington, you said this earlier when you talked about the weather and all the changes we've got coming this week. You know, Indiana, to stick around a few minutes, the weather will change if you don't like it. And being prepared for winter, if you go into northern Michigan or you go into these places that have these deep, heavy winters, they're very prepared for it. But we're used to hot weather in the summer and then some cold weather in the winter, and sometimes we forget to add that stuff back in your car, those extra blankets or winter coats, gloves, hats, a shovel, some kitty litter or something like some salt to help get you out of someplace stuck. Those are all really important things to have, and you can stock those in the trunk of your car very easily.
You know, you guys, over the last several months, a couple of years, I don't know how long it's been, have done the Coffee with a Cop. Do you have any of those on the schedule for 2018?
You know, we don't have any on the schedule just yet. We're going to have quite a few of them, though. There's a lot going on at the police department right now, and the big focus that we have, and specifically this first quarter, is going to be our CALEA accreditation. It's a national accreditation that we've been working for the last 3 years to accomplish. It involves creating policies and procedures based on national standards, organization and structure of your police department so that you can have the most professional police department that there is. And then at the end of that accreditation, this group comes in, they assess your police department, and they award that accreditation. The assessment for us is going to be the first week of March, and we're looking for an accreditation award in June. So we're working really hard to make sure we finish everything. And anybody that's tried a project knows that the real difficult times are at the very end when you're trying to finish all those things and get them absolutely correct. And that's what we're doing right now. So hopefully in the next week or two, you'll see more Coffee with the Cops come out. We'll also have some community meetings about CALEA. It's a requirement of CALEA, so you'll see some opportunities to come in and meet with us and talk about that process.
Does that accreditation process take place every 3 years? So it's just kind of like an ongoing cycle. You're really never done. It just, once you get to this point, then you start over the next one?
Pretty much. The initial award is the big one, and that's what we're working for. Once we get that initial award done, we will have reaccreditation every 3 years. And that's it's a much easier process. We just have to show that we're continuing with all of the professional standards that have been put in place. So that's kind of our goal for the next 3 years. And that's one of the reasons why we're working on hiring a community engagement CALEA accreditation manager right now that's going to help us do that for the ongoing future.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department is our guest this morning. He checks in with us every other Monday to make sure we're up to date on everything that's going on there on 3rd Street. And obviously the big story last week was the City of Bloomington and IU Health Hospital coming to an agreement about the land that's going to be eventually vacated by the hospital as they move over to the bypass there. That area has 24 acres in it. Is that something that you're looking at with one eye down the road? If that turns into housing or if it turns whatever it's going to be developed into, how much patrolling, so to speak, does the hospital get right now? And is that going to expand your footprint?
Well, right now we provide a lot of services to the hospital with their needs. So whenever they have their own security, but whenever they have issues or problems of a criminal matter, we're the ones that respond to that. So the move over to the IU property is something that we've been in lots of talks with IU about responsibilities for that and how that might change. that area itself is really interesting to us from an enforcement perspective. And I was very happy to see some of the announcements of the mayor's office and IU Health about their future plans for that, mostly because we've seen in other communities where large installations like that go empty and you start getting a lot of crime problems in the area because they get filled, whether it be from transients or from a variety of other things. So it's nice to see that they're going to make moves to pretty much cleanse that site and make it really easy for rebuilding or repurposing, and that's going to be really important. And then whatever gets repurposed into down the road are things that we'll have to work on patrolling.
And that's obviously not going to happen next week or tomorrow, whatever else it is. So we'll see how that all moves along. And as we get going, Indiana University students are back. We have the January going on. Is this time of year kind of just a quiet time because of the weather?
Well, it usually right now when they come back is when the reset button gets pushed. And that's where everything kind of turns itself back on today. So with all those students gone, we will get the influx of students that come back and find that they perhaps didn't do all the things they should have done to keep their property safe. And we'll see if we have any of those spikes in burglaries over the break, and we'll catch those this week. So our officers can be really busy responding to those calls of people that, you know, have been gone and just got back. And then, of course, I talked about population. When those students come back, you've got 47,000 students that are you know, trickling back into town over the weekend and today and over the next couple of days. So as that population goes up and those people go up, you'll see our calls for service increase as well. So it's kind of a set of reset button. It's the beginning of I know it doesn't feel like it right now, but we're looking ahead to spring. We're looking ahead towards things like Little Five and towards graduation and again, towards all the stuff that's coming in the spring and summer.
All while being accredited. All right. Nothing's going on. Okay, great. Glad put your feet up.
Right.
Enjoy some holiday leftovers, and we'll get caught up with you in a couple weeks, my friend. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you.
That sounds great.
All right, Captain.
Nice talking to you guys.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department. Always fun to check in with him and see what's happening.